Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Seems like there's a lot of teams struggling, don't have enough depth. And it's hard, man, because let's be honest, your backup linemen either got to be young guys on a first contract or veteran guys on the cheap, because you can't pay everybody. Tackles get paid. Frontline guys that are really good get paid because they make a big difference. And it's just here we go again. So they've got their top two running backs out, including their first-round running back, I believe is going on IR. And then they're both their number one pick tackles, who are still young guys. One's out for the year, and the other one has that high ankle sprain I mentioned just a second ago. So they've got some guys out this week, and you're like, okay. And they've lost two games in a row after winning their first three, including a win against Kansas City, and everybody's talking about them. But we just have not yet really put together a game where even the Jets game didn't feel – I don't know. After the Jets game, I walked out and I go, okay. But, I mean, you can't feel real good when the Jets run for 200 yards and they fumble going in for a touchdown. He was going to score. And again, you know, Jack Jones makes a great play. Don't get me wrong. Never take away from the guy that makes the play. So you have that happen. And just everything during that game, and they fumble. Hell, they come out of half. They're down one score. They fumble the kickoff return, which, by the way, the guy got cut. That and the fair catch down on the 2-yard line, you can't make that stuff up. But he did. So they gave him the, obviously it wasn't an expensive contract, and they let him go. But they just haven't really put together where early on, like this last game was all set up, 17-0. Going into early second quarter, you score again in early second quarter. You're up 17-0. You go, oh, my God, they're turning the ball over. We're friggin' turning everything into points. And Mike's got guys open. It just looked and felt really good. And then they said, hey, let's start running the ball. And it just changed the whole psyche of the game. They made adjustments. We didn't on both sides of the ball. That's on coaching too. And we couldn't stop them. Hell, they ran for over 200 yards in three quarters. They didn't do much in the first quarter. And we just kind of fold, score 7 points the rest of the game. 7 points the rest of the game. That's why if I'm Mike and I'm getting on my defense, I'm telling, hey, Mike, slow down there, Tiger. Slow down, look in the mirror a little bit at your guys you're calling plays for. You scored 7 points basically in three quarters. 7 points in three quarters against Carolina. He's got a lot of guys out. Everybody's got a lot of guys out, I guess. We got to stop saying that. So now you try to regroup and, hey, I know, you know, we liked our plan last year, but we didn't execute it. And by the way, the other thing they're talking about now with our defense was interesting. Watching those guys on ESPN is true. We missed a lot of tackles. What did you notice guys going through? Now, the holes are huge to start with, but we had a lot of guys putting their arm out there. And, you know, everybody's got 220, 230-pound running back. Running backs have never been bigger than they are right now. 5'10", 220, 5'11", 225. Everybody's got them. Hell, we got them. And that one arm thing, I don't care how many weights you lift, ain't bringing those guys down.
Well, yeah, when a guy runs for that many yards, there's going to bound to be some some misses, right?
I don't know what the final number was. They were talking. You know, we got stats on every. I can only write down so many stats.
You're going to give me yak here?
No, I'm not yakking.
After contact.
No, but that guy did. He yacked his ass off for that game. Yards after catch. He was doing a lot of yakking. He might have thrown up from so much yakking during that game. But, yeah, tackling. And this is part of the, you know, oh, my God, it's opened up again. We know. And it's really bad when you know they're going to run. Like, they're basically telling you we're getting ready to run. Same place we've been running. And there's nothing you can do about it except get ready to make a tackle in the second tier of your defense. So I'm just curious to see what Anthony Weaver comes up with. I'm curious to see the Dolphins make adjustments to get their tight end. I just still am scratching my head. And again, maybe it's harder than I think. Maybe it is. Because I'm always told when those guys go, they're going, you can't talk about this because nobody wants to hear about Marino. It's like, we don't have Dan Marino. We know that. And we don't have the whole thing, and so it doesn't do any good. But Dan Marino dictated play. He did not wait to see what the defense. You had, like, all right, they're going to throw the friggin' same plays, and you see guys that were coming back and six defensive backs. They were trying everything they weren't used to doing, everything, to try to stop it. This team gets their tight end involved in the first half. Amazing. What, five catches, 70-something yards in the first half? Two of them down the middle. It was like, now we're talking. Tua throwing down the middle of the field. This guy's wide open. He's the best story on this team. I mean, he is by far the best story. Even missing the first three games, I was wrong. This guy can play. In the second half, they go, yeah, they took him away. They took him out of our game plan. Whatever happened to, they made an adjustment. I get it. Hey, we can't let this, if this continues, Waller's going to chew us all up. So they made some adjustments. How about us make a few adjustments back? Then the running thing, the running numbers are scary. The running difference, we run for 82 a game. Other teams run for 174 a game. That's got to be some kind of record when you start talking about night.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
90-something yards difference in your run defense and your run offense. I didn't see this coming, folks. I did not see him coming. I'm not yelling and screaming, acting like a complete ass clown this morning, but I didn't see it coming.
You did bring up Marino, though, which is frowned upon.
I know. I wish one of those guys would just say, hey, you older guys that play with, hey, we don't have him. You're right. We don't have him, and we can't do things physically. Our guys can't do things physically he can do.
Hmm. But he is over there. I mean, they could, you know, maybe bounce some stuff off him once in a while. That our quarterback could, you know.
I don't know what he does over there. I'm not sure. I don't ask. I don't do anything to get my buddy in trouble. I don't know what he does, but you do bring up a good point. I sure would be asking him a lot of questions. I'd be asking him a lot. Hey, man, what happened when they made changes against you? He'll sit down and have a nice conversation with you. I would do that. That's a good point.
You know, Marino could teach the guy to carry himself, too, like a quarterback.
He's had
some rough press conferences, man.
I'm not getting into that.
Due today, by the way. Doesn't he speak today? What's today? Is he going to say that I can't do anything Justin Herbert can do?
I am learning right now. He talked yesterday, I think. I'm learning that you don't compare. Everybody's got a different personality in the game. Some guys are introverts. Some guys want to be out there and Dan Marino wanted everybody to know this was his town, and it was his team, and that was it, period. All right, hey, I want to talk to you about something. Hey, let's get back. You got me. Damn, you got me. I wasn't even going to comment on that, Woody. You got me. Hey, but you're not going to get me on this one. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. You need a mortgage, and you need one fast. You found a place you like. You want to get in the ballgame and have a chance to get it. Well, I got to tell you, from first-time home buyers. He's got some great programs for you. Fixed rates in the fives right now. Fixed rates in the fives. Debt consolidation, man. You need that cash? Hey, Michael Kotze, this is what he does, man. He delivers and delivers quickly. You've been declined by the banks. Boy, I'm telling you right now, Michael Kotze's got programs for a lot of different reasons to really help you out. And I also want to let you know that while we're talking about all this stuff, if you are 62 or older right now, he's got a seniors program that's fantastic. Convert your home equity into money. You know, as we get older, a lot of us stay in that home 20, 25, 30 years. Next thing you know, it's paid off. We got a lot of equity in that home, and we could use some of that money. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage can do it for you. The man works 7 days a week. It's about great service. It's about coming through quickly for you. Always does that. Go to Google Reviews on the web. Choice Mortgage Reviews. Find out what they're saying about Michael Kotze. Guy works 7 days a week. Call or text him, 561-441-2730. 561-441-2730. 30-plus years in the business, MLS 166-254. Rates and terms, subject to change. They do without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.